How are you, Mick?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, have you read this story in the Age today? This story just keeps bubbling along, doesn't it?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to read that article, but it's disturbing news because, as you know, I think it's just absolute disservice to the industry to sell that place. And we've all heard the rumours, and there's been no discussion with any of the stakeholders, like trainers or owners or anyone. And it's just a committee of people who think it's a good idea to put more houses in that already a choked freeway area. Anyway,
in a minute, I'll get you to talk about the reasons why Sandown is so valuable as an asset and what the potential may be for it. But let me just paraphrase some of the story so we can enlighten our listeners. I'll just read a bit of it. MRC officials maintain the sale of Sandown Racecourse is not a fait accompli despite a government authority, in inverted commas, pre-planning for, in inverted commas, a new suburb at the venue. Sandown Park and Greyhound Precinct, which is part owned by the MRC, has been identified by the Victorian Planning Authority as a strategic site. The VPA is working with the MRC and Sandown Greyhound Club on a development plan. And the story goes on, the MRC has responded by saying nothing has changed and that even if we were keen to do it, the members would have to ratify it. But it still seems as though behind the scenes, Mick, there are discussions going on.
Yeah, without stakeholder discussions, that needs discussing, I think, with the broader racing community, because you know, like, we have a vested interest in it. It's such a good facility. Just can't believe they just want to build more houses on it. I mean, we've got plenty of place to build houses, and that big clear space there just for the community, and just an opportunity for employment in the area. And it's an ideal training scenario. I know we hear about the phrase. World-class training standards. We haven't got world-class training standards in Australia. We've got nothing like it. The training facilities are actually quite poor. Where that place, with that hill on the back and the space it has and all that grass, and it's the best grass track you'll walk, and there's so much of it, you just think it's a no-brainer to keep it as a training centre.
Just even if that's a bridge too far as a training centre, but just as a race course, Colin Little was very vocal in the Age story this morning about his attraction to Sandown as a race course. What's the big plus of Sandown?
Oh, it's the fairest track, isn't it? I mean, the Melbourne Racing Club choose to not run good races there. They used to run listed stakes races there, and they say people don't go, but you put the good horses there, they'll go. And it's such a fair racetrack. Their other flag bearer Caulfield is so fluky. The shape of it, you draw bad, you can't win, all that sort of thing. Sandown just takes all that out. That big hillside track, you can't ride a bad race there. You can be back on the fence and let it open up, and the best horses usually win. And the surface is just really matured. They redid it a few years ago, and it's just a beautiful surface. It's raced terrifically all year. And you have so many rail movements, and having the two corners, basically two tracks, it's just you always know you're going to get nice ground and get your chance wherever you're drawn bad or drawn low at the back marker. You just get your chance, and I just think, we love it. Obviously, a lot of horses train this side of town too, so the proximity to a lot of racehorses. It's a big thing these days, logistics. You try and take a horse to Ballarat midweek, you leave 8 o'clock in the morning, get home 8 o'clock at night with your staff, and that can't continue. Melbourne's getting busier, so I just think it's just in a prime position next to a freeway, next to a train station. It's got all that about it, and plus it's the best racetrack in the country, in my opinion.
I was just talking to Daniel Bowman yesterday, who's got 30-odd in work at Warrnambool, and he was saying that he might have to think about creating a small annex stable at Cranbourne, because for trainers on the west, it's almost impossible to justify going to the east. But the east is the epicentre of training, and Sandown is in the right in the middle of that hub, isn't it?
Exactly. And like, if you look at demographically, it's the middle of Melbourne, population-wise. We've had this massive growth southeast corridor. It's reasonably affordable here. There's a train station right next to it. It's just couldn't think anything. There'd be a good reason to sell that place. You should never sell the farm. I just got it's worth money there. It'd be worth more money in 20 years or 40 years, and it's our most recent build of a city metropolitan track. It was built for the future, and here we are talking about getting rid of it. I think it is the future. I think they could run some better race meetings there. I think it's just got all those good things about it. Essentially, our best horses should win our best races, and Sandown affords that, but they choose to run all the good races at Caulfield, and it's just not as fair as Sandown is.
Let me just read a bit more of the story. The MRC's Executive Director of Racing and Membership, Jake Norton, said there were obstacles to redevelopment, including a rezoning and the 35 race meetings that the venue hosts each year. And the most important thing above all else, he said, is that there is any chance to what happens at Sandown. Nothing can or will be done unless it is ratified by the members of the MRC, which is interesting, but there's no financial stake for members in selling, I guess. So it's an interesting one there. If there is advanced planning behind the scenes from various authorities, yet the sticking point is that the members would have to ratify it. It's going to be an interesting fork in the road when we get to that stage, if we do get to that stage.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah, I don't know how involved the members are. I mean, I know there was some issues with the voting process of the committee there a while ago with Dorfield. I don't know how many members actually have an active interest in what happens at the club. They become members so they can go racing and enjoy some privileges. But that'd be interesting. I think I'd be calling all members to vote against selling it. It's just such an asset. And I know that they've got, I think they're allocating $22 million to relocate the Caulfield trainers. Well, they could relocate them there for about a quarter of that, put synthetic on the road, put a sand track in, build some stables on the back, and you'd have a training complex with no relocation fee. So it doesn't make sense. It must be worth a fortune if they're going to spend $22 million relocating trainers. They must be getting a big kick out of it.
Another quote from Jake was, Sandown was at one time the quarantine training centre for foreign horses contesting the Spring Carnival, but Norton said that developing the track as a training centre was not feasible and would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. So,
yeah, well, I don't subscribe to that at all. I don't know where the hundreds of millions to go. You've got the grass tracks you need. The stables pay for themselves. They rent out. You build them and they train them out. The club would own them in 5 years. It'd be a profit situation there. You've got a road base there. You've got a 2.5 or I think it's only 3 miles around that car track. You've got a road base there. You just put the synthetic on like the Ballarat did up the hill or the members drive, and pretty good facility, I would think, with that and a bit of a hill there to gallop up the back there. I think it'd be a very attractive training centre, but not near as much money as that.
Trying to get hold of Hannah Caritas from the Victorian Planning Authority to give their take on how advanced they think this project might be. Haven't been able to yet, but hoping to get hold of her at some stage this morning. And the MRC's position is as stated and has been consistent for the last 2 or 3 years. But the actions behind the scenes and the comments from the Victorian Planning Authority seem to suggest that there are advancements beyond where this may have been 2 or 3 years ago. But we'll wait and see there.
Yeah, I believe there's a major water course through the middle of it, so they can't develop over it anyway. So I don't know where that sits with the Environment Authority. I think there was a bit of an issue with that, I had heard, but it's been going on for a while, I suspect. But wouldn't you like to think that the VRC, Racing Victoria and the MRC could sit down and, you know, the Flemington trainers obviously need some relocating in a few years and the Caulfield trainers need relocating. Well, you know, it's okay to push them out in the bush, but, you know, when you have a city lifestyle and your kids go to school in town, I mean, you're really going to go to move out of Tynon? No. I just think it's a no-brainer. If you've got the peak bodies involved together, you know, took a lease on it for 20 years and developed it somewhat as a training centre and continued racing there as many times as we do, it's just too needy. Where are we going to race? Where are those meetings going to go? Ballarat couldn't take them now. They've cut their straight in half, packing them sort of more or less a summer situation. Where would those meetings go? That would be the thing. I think they should love to see, think that the racing industry as a whole can get together and come up with a solution to keep that place.
All right. Well, it's a bit of a watch this space there. Hey, I know you don't like talking about runners on the day because they're a bit of a moz, but just in general, because we've got an SMS through, can you ask Mick what his plans are with head noises and where his smart filly Cupidity is?
Cupidity had a small injury to a hock and she's spelling, and head noises has gone to the paddock away for the spring.
All right, and the stable's been having a good run at the moment.
Yeah, going okay. It's a fairly competitive environment, so, yeah, but they've been winning our share.
Make sure you tune in at 9. I know you're a bit of a cross-coder and you've raced a harness horse. We've got the legend Chris Elford in for an hour, so if there's anything you'd like me to ask Chris, just whack through a text.
Good, excellent, thank you.
Good on you, Mick.